Here are the nominees for Kia Rookie of the Year in 2018. I went with Ben Simmons, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, shot 55% at 12 triple-doubles on the year.
I'm going to go with Ben Simmons also.
Yeah, NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and whoever else wants to pay me money. And I'm here hanging out Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Australia a little bit, mate. That's what we do in NBA Australia every damn day. Today's show wraps last night's awesome game between Houston and Golden State, and we also have the playoff editions for all the usual dumbassery. That means, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, that's not enough, that's enough, bitch ass of the night, Spud of the night, and of course, our back takehouse. Get some flame grilled takes. Also, it's Thursday, so we have Where in the World is Jonah Bolden and great moments in NBA Australia's stat history, and we're going to break down all of the NBA award finalists and offer up our picks and our Australian alternate. Ah, it's good. We'll also close out with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams, and it's awesome. And let's just do the damn thing. It's episode 121. It's NBA Australia. Let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better. There was a Shaq attack right at the very start of this episode with both Ernie and Shaq going, yeah, Ben Simmons is the rookie of the year. And of course, fucking Chuck Barkley like a dipshit going, no, Donovan Mitchell is. It's like, yeah, come on, mate. Pull the other one. It plays Alex Lloyd's amazing. All right, let's get into the daily whip around right there. So we've got some fun news. Milwaukee, I believe it's pronounced Milwaukee, have a new coach, Mike Budenholzer, on a 4-year deal as reported by ESPN. Nice one. We'll cover that in but I kind of like it. And also, as mentioned at the top, the finalists for all the NBA awards were announced. And I don't know about you, but I was all like kind of, no shit. Obviously, like, it was all pretty obvious. Like, there was no surprises or whatever. But in our third segment today, because we've got no Australian player watch, because no Australians played last night, we're going to go through all the awards and give out our picks and give you an Australian alternate as well, because why the fuck not? We've got nothing else to do. Woo! Let's do the damn thing. So, let's get straight into the game from last night, where in Houston, the Rockets beat the Warriors 127-105. And this was a fun ass game there. The story, the rest of the Rockets showed up, finally, after just completely no-showing game one. They put the foot down in the second quarter, the Rockets did, and just never let up. This is pretty great. The craziest part is, the Warriors are always threatening. Like, this entire game, so I'm out at the pub with my mate, we're watching the game, and it's like, there's 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and you're like, do you think they've got it? It's like, I just don't know. Like, you basically need to be up 26 with about 4 minutes left before you can finally exhale and say, oh, I think we've got this. And even then, 26 points in 4 minutes, you're like, oh, I don't know. The Warriors, they can do a lot of things. But anyway, this was a fun game. It was a combo of things that really led to the Rockets win. Bad games from a few key Warriors and legitimately insane games from a bunch of Rockets. A lot of highlights as well. There's like, we got Steph ripping up Harden. We got Harden ripping up Steph in return. Chris Paul got ripped by Steph as well. Woo, it was fun as hell. So this is great. So yeah, obviously at the pub last night, excuse me if I'm a little bit dusty. Oh, it's like, oh shit. Buddy of mine got a new job. And it's like, all right, so now we're doing shots. Woo, damn. And of course the bartender didn't help. I love America. It's like, all right, hey, you guys have bought like 4 drinks. Have a shot on me. And like, oh, Jesus. All right. Jameson's all around, motherfucker. Anyway, so let's talk about the Warriors. They were led by the coward Kevin Durant with his 38 points. 13-22, he shoots. 3 rebounds as well. But weirdly enough, in this series, across 2 games, the coward has 1 assist, which, I don't know, isn't ideal. The other Warriors have missed a lot of shots, sure. And they've looked to KD, the coward, to score pretty much every time he touched the rock. But damn, man, what happened to the servant? Also known as the worst fucking nickname of all time in the NBA. Mate, I can't call you American Joe Ingles if you don't pass the fucking ball. Jesus. Anyway, 38-3 for the coward. And speaking of missed shots, Stephen Clay. Holy shit, 10 of 30 between the two of them. What a backcourt, man. So bad night for Steph. He goes 7 of 19 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3. I mean, that's just, what do you reckon? I mean, come on.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I don't know how much more of this I can take either. Bad Steph is bad. 16 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds for bad Steph, and bad Clay goes 3 of 11. Holy moly. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals as well for Clay. But man, when your entire backcourt goes 10 of 30 and just looks completely off, yeah, you're not going to win if you're the Warriors. Draymond had 666. He had the Slayer stat line. 666 is the number of the beast. I dig it. The 666, the 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, look crazy tentative at times offensively as well. It's like, you've got his mum tweeting out, Draymond, just shoot the fucking thing. You're like, yeah, Draymond, just shoot the fucking thing, would you? Iggy, old mate, Andre Iguodala as well, 5.6 rebounds. It's just really fucking tough, man, when Steph and Clay are having a down night and to get so little from Iggy and Dre as well. Yeah, not ideal. The bench, look, they looked okay. Kevon Looney came out and looked substantially better than David West, who, you know, he's an old hard ass and I love him. But Looney was actually out there like with fucking energy defending on the perimeter and looked really good. So maybe a little bit more Kevon Looney, game 3 and 4. What do you reckon? Zaza even got out there in the death of this, and I presume it was to hurt somebody. He scored 5 junk time minutes. I mean, is Zaza the answer? Maybe. If you need someone to injure James Harden, yeah, he is. Fuck oath. So a lot of junk time bench minutes. But man, without 2 of their top 3 scorers going nuts, that was it for the Warriors. They had 2 players in double figures last night. That is, how you say, not ideal. 15 turnovers as well for the Rockets, and it was just a bit of a sloppy game. Only 21 assists for a game for a team that you know, put up 37 in game 1. Yeah, bit of a downer. So moving on to the Rockets, PJ Tucker. Whoa, we're going to talk about him a little bit in a second. But yeah, 22-7-4. James Harden had 27 points, 10 rebounds, goes 3 of 15 from 3. 3 of 15. That is unbelievable. What do you think, Stephen A?
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
I mean, that's right. 3 of 15 is pretty horrible. He had a good game, and it looked like he was trying to shoot himself into form, though. He had a 41-point game in game 1, and he's like, ah, man, I'm trying to shoot myself back into form. It's like, what? Why are you doing this, James? What the fuck? 3 of 15 from 3. If the Rockets hadn't have won this, I feel like we'd be a little bit more focused on the fact that Harden shot 9 of 24. I mean, that's Kobe kind of numbers. Oh, fuck. Kobe shot, got a fucking finals MVP with shooting 6 of 24, so not bloody bad. Anyway, so 27 for James Harden. Fast Jimmy Harden there. Eric Gordon, old roundhead himself, 27 points, goes 6 of 9. Nice. From 3, launching 3s from New Orleans at fucking some points of it as well. He's like, oh, I'm over halfway. Yeah, I'm going to shoot this. And 2 of them went in. That was fucking awesome. Good job, Eric Gordon. 6 of 9 from 3. Nice. 27. Looked really fucking good. When he's on fire, man, it's hard to stop the Rockets. Chris Paul had 16-6. Some fun, weird dribble drives to the basket. A couple of nice dances around his defenders, including Kevin Durant. It was really good. But Clint Capela had an amazing sequence guarding Kevin Durant out to mid in the this is in the third quarter. He was guarding Kevin Durant out to midcourt. Forced a turnover, then challenged Kevin Looney going back the other way, which was unreal. And then basically he went, challenged Looney at the rim, got the rebound, then went back up the other way and scored. It was a legit insane run. Good job, Clint Capela. He had 5 points and 10 rebounds. And Trevor Ariza, Cool Trev. There you go. 19 points, 7 of 9 from the floor. A lot more cutting, a lot more movement as well. Open up the driving lanes for the rest of the Rockets as well. Him staying out there with only 3 fouls for the game as well meant that they could contain the Warriors a little bit easier defensively around the perimeter with him and PJ Tucker, Lukumbara Mute, and Capela. Look, when they're able to like have all of them on the floor, it was pretty fucking nice. So Ariza, bounce back from a pretty horrible game one, 19 points. And there you go. So that was all in all a great game by the Rockets. The Warriors definitely looked like they were like, ah, fuck it. We won game one. We're fine. We're going to go to the strippers after this game anyway. And now it's 1-1. And if Steph's slower or playing in more pain than we know, man, this series gets interesting real fucking quick. So that was awesome. There you go. Houston win 127-105. Absolutely crushed him. Fun-ass game, though. And look, you know, we knew that the Rockets had sort of come out firing. I think we picked that yesterday. So good job, Rockets. Nice one, us. All right, let's get on to the NBA Strayer Approved Performance of the Night.
That is a knife,
PJ fucking Tucker. Holy moly, a career playoff high, 22 points. Outscores Klay Thompson and Steph Curry combined. Woo! 8 of 9 from the field, 5 of 6 from 3, and looks straight up deadly. He's like, every time he shoots it, he looks like a turtle popping his head out of its fucking shell, but it was awesome. 5 of 6 from 3, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, a plus 22 for the game. PJ Tucker, career night, unbelievable. Where does that go? Oh, I reckon that goes straight to the pool room.
This is going straight to the pool room.
It really is. That was awesome. On you, PJ Tucker. Had an absolute shocker in game one. Bounces back with a career playoff high. On you. On you, Peach. All right, how about old mate no mates for today, though? Bulgies.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? I think everybody not named the coward Kevin Durant on the Warriors should take a big hard look at themselves in the mirror today. That was a pretty rubbish performance. They just like did not look on at all, even though it was like kind of just, they kind of skated along. I think a lot of this, this was of like, all right, I think we're good. We're good. Oh shit. We're down 30. So yeah, that's some old mate, no mates. And it's like the classic sort of thing with the Warriors where you go, man, they just kind of, they want to flip the switch. And then sometimes in that game, they just couldn't flip it because the Rockets were too fucking good. So moving on, who was the bitch-ass of the night? Bitch-ass of the night was both the coward Kevin Durant and Draymond getting slugged with fouls and techs for straight up petulantly shoving their opponents twice during this game. Twice. I've seen her naked twice. Wow, that was a Art Brut reference for anyone who listened to the music in the 2000s. Anyway, it was those moments where you're like, does any team look like they've spit the dummy harder than the fucking Warriors? I mean, for a championship team, mate, they act like fucking babies all the damn time. And it's like kind of embarrassing, right? Like Kevin Durant's shove of like Harden's gotten past him. It's on the perimeter. It's on the baseline. He's not about to score. And Durant just goes, get the fuck, like just shoves him. You're like, that's not, what are you doing, Kevin? He got slugged with a tech. Draymond does the same thing later on, just shoves Steph. And you're like, dude, come the fuck on. Like, grow the fuck up. It's kind of embarrassing, right? Like, just compete and compete hard, but don't be a bitch ass, you know? So there you go. The coward Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, you were our bitch ass of the night. And how about Spud of the night, though? This is always a fun one, isn't it?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Oh, mate, whenever you have as many points as missed field goals, you are bad Klay Thompson and you are Spud of the night. 3 of 11 from the field. He ends up with 8 points. That was a big bloody spud of a performance by Klay. So how about better than Lonzo Ball, though?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. That's right. And it's always funny because LiAngelo Ball is out there at the moment going, hey, man, I'm like a really good scorer, two guard. You want instant offense. He's like, motherfucker, you couldn't score in Lithuania. There is no way you're getting drafted, you giant spud. So LiAngelo Ball, not better than his brother. That's funny. But also, I'm just going to say Jordan Bell last night was better than Lonzo Ball. He only played 6 minutes, only had 1 point, 3 rebounds and a block. But that's better than traveling with your dad to help your nufty little brother get a roster spot in Poland or whatever the fuck Lonzo's doing right now. So, yeah, good on you. Jordan Bell, you are better than Lonzo Ball for today. That's pretty bloody good. Oh, mate, it's so good. Oh, man. But LiAngelo actually saying, hey, man, I'm just like instant offense. It's going to be sick. I'm really good. You want some, like, really just want me to shoot? He says, I see myself as a starting shooting guard who can score quickly, score at a high rate, and score efficiently. I've been a high scorer all my life, so it's not going to get to an NBA team and settle down. I'm not going to stop in the NBA. Mate, you're not going to make the fucking NBA. Woo! LiAngelo Ball, higher in hell. Anyway, let's get to Yenaz right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Right, we're back. It's NBA Story. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And number one, with their Game 2 win, do you think the Rockets will take one of the games in Golden State and make this series all tied up 2-2 when they get back to Houston? Yeah Nah. Oh, nah. I think it'll be closer, though, than I thought 2 days ago, but I still feel like Golden State at home. Just kind of put down the clamps. You only use these clamps. That's what Golden State are going to do. It's tough, but, you know, at least Houston got back into the series, you know, which is nice. Number two, is Coach Buds a good fit in Milwaukee? Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, look, sure. I think it's a better spot for him than fucking LeBronto, that's for sure. And if nothing else, he's going to probably get more out of Giannis Thon and Chris Middleton, Dally, etc., than J-Kid or Spud Prunty ever did. If only. I just want Buds to go out there and go, look, I'm going to play Thon and Dally 34 minutes, and then I'm 100% on board. But in the meantime, I think he also gives him way more of a cohesive offensive and defensive strategy, something that Giannis and the rest of the Bucks there have never really had much of, because Jason Kidd is A, psycho, and B, not very good at coaching. So in short, I kind of think he's a really good fit. I think it's a good hire. I'm not going to say great, 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 but I think it's good. I think he's a good teacher. He's a good player development kind of dude. And I think a lot of his sort of motion-based stuff that worked pretty well in Atlanta, when you've got a really fucking huge, amazing talent like Giannis, that can unlock some pretty special shit. So on your Buds, I think it's a really good one by Milwaukee. Yeah, look, I think it's the best available. If you didn't get Fizdale, I think Buds is probably the next best. Yeah. So good job, Buds. Good job, Milwaukee. And number three, does DeMarcus Cousins unfollowing the Pelicans on Insta and following Paul George and Julius Randle mean that they're all going to be the Lakers the next year? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of course, man. That's some shifty shit there, DeMarcus. But they are definitely going to the Lakers. Like, he's like just low-key, Paul George, Julius Randle, there's a lot of fucking DMs out there right now. That's a group Insta DM trying to figure out how to get them all together in the Lakers, isn't it? Book it. 100%. It's going to be it. My Lakers fans, mates, get excited. You're going to have a giant 300-pound man coming back from an Achilles tendon, snap, and Julius Randle. So, and Paul George. Sure. It's going to be fun. It's going to be more fun than the fucking team this year, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, let's get to Look At Me, Look At Me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
I find it real fucking hard to watch Chris Paul, but sometimes his little shithead moves are fun. Like, there was one drive he had on the coward Kevin Durant last night where he drew a hint of contact and threw his head back like he'd been fucking shot, and then kept driving and got fouled on the layup. It was legitimately amazing. It was like, mate, that was smart because it threw your defender for a hint of a second. But fuck, it was infuriating and fun to watch at the same time. You're like, oh, that is so smart, dirty, and amazing, and just, oh. It'd be so hard to have him on your team, I'd say. Like, if you, like, rooted for the Houston, dude, you'd be like, oh, that's sick. But he's kind of a prick. So there you go. Up and down, man, with Chris Paul. All right, let's get to, quickly, Outback Takehouse. Come on in. It's Thursday. That means double bloomin' onions with your flame grilled takes. And today's flame grilled take is with that Instagram unfollower the Pelicans, Boogie, Paul George, and Julius Randle are definitely on the Los Angeles Lakers next year. That is your flame grilled take only at Outback Takehouse. They are definitely going to the Lakers, aren't they? They definitely are. All right, we'll be back in a second with the NBA Story Awards finalists and picks and some other fun stuff right after, let's say, these words.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. And yeah, man, we're going to have PDX Pete on the show tomorrow with a bit of a catch-up preview, look at some stuff, look at some fun Blazers off-season stuff as well, because we've only got a preview of games tomorrow. So yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend show with our guest PDX Pete. So anyway, let's get on to the NBA Australia Award finalists and picks for this year. The MVP with the finalists announced were Anthony Davis, James Harden, and LeBron James. And come on, man, Harden wins it. But the Australian MVP this year, it's either got to be Big Simo, Big Dick Ben Simmons, or Joe Ingles. And Jingling Joe could not have been more Aussie. So he's probably our most valuable Aussie player. Most Aussie valuable player? There we go. Most Aussie valuable player. Joe, unreal. Looks like a Bermagui substitute teacher, but he was awesome. So good job, Joe. Rookie of the year, the finalists are Donovan Mitchell, Big Simmons, and Jason Tatum. And obviously Ben Simmons wins that. He's Australian rookie of the year as well. Come on, mate. Any other argument, you're a dead shit. Six-man award, Eric Gordon, Fred Van Vliet of the Fightin' Van Vliet's, Sweet Lou Williams for the Clippers as well. I feel like Lou easily wins that. He basically averaged 20 points a game off the bench. You know, he started sometimes as well, but he was the only reason the Clippers were fucking relevant. So good job, Lou. And give me the six-man award for the Australians. I'm going to say Delly. It's always Delly. Come on, mate. What are you doing? Patty Mills started for half the year. Yeah, maybe. Maybe Patty Mills and Delly. They can tie for it. Defensive player of the year, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert are your finalists. And I think Gobert wins that. They had the league-leading defense. And as soon as he came back, they basically gave up no points for the rest of the year. So Gobert gets that. And bangers! Aaron Bangers Baines. Come on, mate. It's Aaron Bangers Baines. He's easily the Australian Defensive Player of the Year. He had the best individual defensive numbers of any rotation in the NBA, rotation player in the NBA this year. That was awesome. So good job, Bangers. Most Improved Player, the finalists are Clint Capela, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Victor Oladipo. And look, Victor Oladipo wins that, no problems, right? But give me, I'm going to say Dante Exum. At both basketball and Call of Duty 4. And finally, Coach of the Year, the finalists are Dwayne Casey, Quinn Snyder, and Brad Stevens. I feel like this could go anyway. I feel like it's going to be funny as shit when Dwayne Casey wins it, and Toronto have already fired him. So I think Dwayne Casey wins it. I think Brad Stevens should. Getting the number two seed without your two best players is pretty bloody good. But the Australian NBA Coach of the Year, it's got to be Brett Brown. That's right, Brett Brown. Obviously. Sydney Kings coach and fucking Boomers coach, Brett Brown. On you, mate. How about the Australian Player Watch? We'll preview the game for our remaining Aussie Aaron Bangers Baines tomorrow. So, good job. That was a nice one of the actual award winners and wrapping our Australian sort of nominations as well. So, we'll talk about the awards as we get closer to that crazy show June 25. And there you go. All right, we'll be back in just a second with our Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, and Great Moments in NBA Australia Stat History in just a second.
G'day, this is Thon McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It is NBA Australia. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board. Unfortunately, though, Patty is like, look, I'm stoked for Patty. He got engaged to his lady. That is awesome. So good job, mate. Good job. I'm super, super pumped for Patty Mills. That was an Instagram post from his lady. Pretty bloody good, mate. Pretty bloody good. He also tweeted back to the Queensland Maroons, who had a picture, the NBL had a picture of the of Patty in a Maroons jersey, shorts, and t-shirt, which is pretty good. NBL tweeted that out, and Patty Mills, the Maroons, They responded and said, "We do admire his distribution skills. Hashtag motion offense. Hashtag Ghost Bears go." And Patty Mills tweeted out, "I'll run the water anytime." Oh, that's nice. Get him out there. The Joe Ingles inspiration board. Look, Jinglin' Joe out there just flaming fools on Twitter at the moment. Go check it out. The best one was someone asked, 6'9 is a child molester. All right, sure. At Mark Lee, he asked, "What is your 2K rating? 2K18 rating." Joe Ingles replied, "Whatever the highest is, I would guess." On ya, Jinglin' Joe. Unreal. And then he also flamed some other fool who was like challenging him to play him on NBA 2K18. Like it's real basketball and not a computer game. Anyway, so dumb. So go check that out. It's funny as hell. So let's play. Where in the world is Jonah Bolden this week? He had two wins, son of Bruce, Aussie legend over there in Israel. Two wins this week in the Israeli BSL. First game was at home in Tel Aviv with a win over Ironi Nahariya. Our man started, played 19 minutes, had 4 points, 10 rebounds, two assists, a steal, and a block. Un-bloody believable in 19 minutes. Only shot 2 of 6 from the field, though, including 0 of 4 from 3. But, man, not bloody bad. 4 and 10 in 19 minutes, not good. Shooting? Sure, whatever. The second game was up in Beit Maccabi, and another W for Maccabi Tel Aviv. This time over Maccabi Rishon LeJean. He started again, did. Jonah Bolden played only 12 minutes, scored 10 points, though, and was perfect from the floor. 4 of 4 from the field, including 2 of 2 from 3. So there you go, 10 points and 3 rebounds in 12 minutes. Not bloody bad, Jonah Bolden. Currently averaging a 7-7, shooting only 30% from 3, but looks like a fucking specimen. Can't wait to get him over in the NBA next year. So, not bloody bad, mate. And what do we also do on Thursdays? Oh, I reckon it's time for a great moment in NBA Australia stat history.
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Yeah, man. So what do? We talk about a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. And look, never forget, man, Lucian Longley. That's right. The Thunder from down under. Lucky Luke himself went out there. And on this stat, it was yesterday, I believe, played his final ever playoff game. One of Australia's greatest ever sports people. He's like Liesl Jones, David Boone, Matty Lloyd, and Maccabi Diva combined. But the Giants Sand Groper went up against the Los Angeles Lakers, that's Shaq and Kobe, in 2000 on their way to the title. And basically was like in there, in the paint, held Shaq to only 15 points on 7 of 19 shooting, while Kobe only went 6 of 16. That is awesome. On ya, Big Luke. He didn't have a great game himself. He only scored 4 points. He had 6 rebounds as well and 1 assist. But there you go. After 3 titles, he was brought to Phoenix. He got a little bit of warmth in his bones as opposed to playing in ice cold Chicago. He carried MJ and Pippen to 3 titles and then went and hung out in Phoenix. And there you go. Going up against Shaq on his way to a finals MVP, Luke Longley held him to 7 of 19 and 15 points. Great job, Luke Longley. An absolute fucking Aussie icon you are. So there you go. On ya, Luke Longley. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Luke Longley's final ever playoff game. And you know what? That's it for us today. Man, that went quick, didn't it? Jesus. So we're back tomorrow with PDX Pete calling in. We're going to preview both the Eastern Conference and Western Conference final game 3s over the weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have a preview for each of those and a bunch of other fun stuff. It's just what we do. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, all the good social media shit. Make sure you subscribe to NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it, would you? Go on and tell them, mate. If they're into basketball, go, oi, dickhead, listen to NBA Australia. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, but go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute bloody hurler. And they play, that's right, they play the Corner Hotel, I believe, this weekend. It might be May 17, May 19, one of those two. But go check them out, they're awesome. House Hats, they're fucking rad. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new The Diary of Steven Adams. That's right, he's on a beach in Mexico. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosen.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. How's it hanging, eh? It's me, Stephen Adams Brew, and I'm just out here doing my usual diary entry for my brews at NBA Australia, eh? So, let's get to it, Brew. Beer diary. It's me, Stephen Adams Brew. But you knew that already, eh? Because you're my diary. So, anyway, Brew, not much has happened since I last spoke to you, Brew. I've literally just sat on a beach here in Mexico. I've barely moved, in fact. Turns out I tan really well, Brew. So, I've been drinking a bit too much, though, eh? My friend, Jose, he had to wake me up 3 different times this week, Brew, after I passed out after too much tequila, Brew. I don't even know what it is about that stuff, Brew, but it puts me straight to sleep, eh? I woke up one time, and there was this hot chick underneath me, and everything, Brew. I don't even know how she got there, Brew. Bit of a mystery. Anyway, so, with Jose pulling my chili bin with Dr. Pepper and plenty of Coronas, Brew, I've been having a whale of a time. In fact, I even saw a whale offshore, Brew. It was magical. So I'm about to go snorkeling, Brew. And after that, I've got a baking class to figure out how to bake using Mexican sugar when doing my pavlovas, Brew. So that should be elucidating, eh, Brew? I might even end up with a better recipe than my mum's back home in NZ, eh? So, okay, that's all I've got to report this week, Brew. I've just been chilling out. But I'll have some fun new experiences to talk about next week, Brew. That's for sure. So, okay, that's it. Kia ora, Brews. Cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, Brew.